in the house right now, we've got Jack Dagger, the King of Fling. He's a world-renowned knife-throwing comedian and living legend, according to the International Knife Throwers Hall of Fame. He has performed over 2,000 live shows in 8 different countries, and he's sitting here right now. And yes, folks, he did bring a knife with him. He showed it to me, but he's not going to throw it at me. Not right now.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. We're going to be good. I will be polite. So, welcome to the Wild Rumpus.
Hey, thanks. And I love Oingo Boingo.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Well, we were just talking about the fact that Jack has performed at many, many Renaissance fairs, and that is one of my passions. So I'm sure we've crossed paths out there in L.A. at that original Renaissance fair. I started going to that as a teenager, and that was many, many moons ago.
The Renaissance Pleasure Fair.
The Renaissance Pleasure Fair.
Yeah, it sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
It is pretty dirty.
I think it sounds exactly as dirty as it is.
It is pretty dirty. Yeah, it's a lot of cleavage and beer.
Cleavage
and beer.
And then turkey legs.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. So you've got something fun going on. Tonight is the main show, right?
Yeah, tonight's it's the hands-on instructional show.
Hands-on. You can learn to throw a knife from this living legend right here, and you can actually get yourself a throwing knife if you'd like. And where's this going to be at?
We're at the Martial Arts Center next to City Market.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Master Fuchel, and nice. I'm the senior instructor there, and we brought Jack Dagger in to teach us this technique and skill, and we have a bunch of archers, and we're actually adding his two events to the U.S. Open Archery Championship this summer, and so we wanted to learn the technique from the best, and here he are.
Oh my gosh, this is exciting. So what kinds of things are you into there, Jack Dagger? It says here that you've been a hologram before.
Yeah.
Are you a hologram right now?
I could be.
Maybe.
I'm a life model decoy.
And how do you come about being a hologram?
Well, you know the guys that did Tupac Shakur and same guys did me.
Oh my goodness.
I do a show called Scott Neary's Booby Trap in LA quite frequently. Uh-huh. And it's like every Wednesday. They came over and they picked some of us, some variety artists. And they're like, hey, you want to be a hologram? And we're like, no. And then it's
does it hurt?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. We don't get scanned in like in Tron into the gaming grid. It's kind of like vaudeville is really making a resurgence. Mm-hmm. Variety arts are making a big resurgence. And much like the cinematograph killed vaudeville, we thought, is this hologram business, is that going to kill it again? We're just making a resurgence. Is it really going to? And we're like, no. In 5 years, everyone's going to have this technology at their house anyway. Then it's going to, the concept of seeing live performance is still going to be there. So whatever. So we decided to sell our souls to the corporate store. And by that, I mean our images and likenesses. So we went down and got shot by these holographic cameras. And then we saw it on preview night, and I can't believe the quality.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's unbelievable.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It was crazy. So now when I'm walking up and down Hollywood Boulevard, you know, because I sell my body for drugs. I'm just kidding. And when I'm there doing shows at Scott Neary's Booby Trap, and it's like a couple of doors down, there's a marquee out in front. And if you watch it long enough, it flashes by and shows the different variety acts. You see my face.
Oh, wow.
Just
that's
for a moment throwing. I'm like, oh my gosh,
that's amazing.
I'm part of Hollywood Boulevard now. It's so weird.
There you go. And I also have heard that did you teach Adam Sandler and Nicole Kidman some stunts? What was it that you were involved with there?
I did. I taught Adam Sandler to throw knives for that movie Ridiculous 6. It was a Netflix film. He was raised by Apaches, I think, that was the story in the film. And then he threw knives instead of shooting guns. It was a Western. And then when Nicole did Paddington Bear, she did the movie so that her kids could be on set with her. We had a chat. I went to her house, and it was just me and her sitting on her couch, and I laid out a bunch of knives on the floor. And I was like, is there anybody else home? And she goes, no, it's just you and me. I'm like, and I thought to myself, well, this is weird.
That she would have you there with all these knives.
It's just me and her. We're sitting down. I'm on the couch. She doesn't know me. And there's knives all over the floor. And I'm like, let's just grab this one. And so I taught her how to spin a knife like a gun and how to twirl it on her hand. Do all these tricks with it. Because I haven't seen the movie, but she was a taxidermist and she's hunting Paddington Bear.
Oh,
and
so
she has to flash the knife around and look, you know, proficient with it.
And tell me a little bit about the World Busker Festival, because that just sounds amazing to me.
Well, that's invite only. That's kind of like the World Series of Baseball, but for street performing.
Uh-huh.
And in 2011, I was invited to come perform there. And that was the year when I performed there, we left. And then I went and performed at the Adelaide Fringe Fest in Australia. And I was 10 days gone from the World Busker Fest, and that's when the huge earthquake hit Christchurch and just leveled it.
Oh my gosh.
But we were 10 days away from when it happened.
Oh my goodness.
And it was just absolutely heartbreaking because I'd never been to New Zealand before, and I fell in love with the city of Christchurch, and we did shows right in front of the cathedral, and I have photos before and after of these huge crowds, middle of the day, and then the after photos, and the earthquake happened right in the middle of the afternoon.
Oh, that really puts you in the...
If it had happened during the festival, during when the shows were going on, the injury count would have been a whole lot higher.
Yeah, I bet. Well, tell us a little more about what's going on tonight then. What time's it start? And we're not really going to talk about how much it costs. We don't do that on public radio. But we can talk about the where and the when and the how and all those fun things like that.
Well, it starts at 6 o'clock tonight,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to go until 6 a.m. That's a joke. We're not really going to go until 6 a.m. And we're going to learn safe ways to throw a knife. I'm a performer, but I'm also a big supporter of what's called the International Knife Throwers Hall of Fame Association, and that's they hold competitions around the country and around the world. And it's recreational aspect of knife throwing. It's like darts, but cool. And we throw knives at targets, at bullseyes. And I'm going to teach everyone how to safely throw knives at targets anywhere from the half spin distance, like around 7 feet away from the target, to the one spin distance, which is around 11 or 12 feet away from the target, and how to do it safely, carefully, and with proper technique. It doesn't favor age or gender. That's what I love so much about knife throwing, is you don't have to be a big, strong guy. In fact, big, strong guys, often it takes it longer for them to learn than it does for gals and kids, because gals and kids tend to listen.
And, I'm not even going to make a comment on that one.
And exactly. And guys already, quote unquote, know how to do it.
They know everything, don't they?
Exactly. Yeah. And they have these muscles and they're like, I want to use these muscles. And the object is not to. You have to rock your body, use good technique, and let the knife do the work. So we're going to do a whole lot of that tonight. And once everybody is going to stick a knife. I guarantee it.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. Well, I want to say thank you so much for stopping by. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you.
All right.
For having us.
Of course,
I'd like to add that. And everybody should support public radio.
Absolutely. We believe in that.
I believe firmly in that. So I wanted to add that as well.
Well, I have got a special song. We were talking about Hollywood Boulevard, and it just made me think of this. So we're going to play Celluloid Heroes by the Kinks.
Oh,
and
yes.
We will see you tonight over there. That's in the City Market Park Plaza in Carbondale. It's starting at 6 o'clock. So you can register online if you like at protkdmac.com. Again, that's protkdmac.com. And with that, you are eligible to win something fun. So hope we see you there tonight. It sounds like a great time. Thanks, you guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.